Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. March 2nd, March 3rd, 2021. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
How are you doing today? That's all I really want to say. Then I'm acting silly this way. No one needs to tell you what is true. Because the truth is,
I really want to get to know you. I really do, because that's why I do these podcasts, because I really want to get to know you. I really do. And it's fun to do this because it's an art, and it's fun to talk to you or to whoever listens to me, because it's about me and you, you know, and it's about me talking about, you know, what I'm doing. So the truth is, how are you doing today? Because I really want to know, how's everything going? As a singer-songwriter, it's been a joy to do. It really has. As I said before, when I do these podcasts, it's about art, the artistry of Dove Knight, which is me. But I also like to talk about my little bit of philosophy, you know, a little bit of, you know, common sense perspective about life itself in relation to my music, because I've been doing it so long. And it's a joy, again, to talk to you. Now, the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, the hits are out. It's been out for over a month, my sixth, you can say, album. And, you know, I played it before. And I played it, you know how to get it, you know how to get on iTunes, Deezer. It's there. If anyone has any questions about what the album is or my podcast, contact me at DoveKnightLove22. My Twitter is The Real Dove Knight. The last podcast show I mentioned about showing me in the dark black gown dancing. There were 2,000 people saw that on YouTube. That video was, you know, the song I've co-written, and it was just an illustration of Dove Knight, me, you know, dressed in dark, the gown. You see the gown? You know, they look like graduation gowns. The black hat, glitter, sunglasses. Because I'm a night owl, you know, nocturnal, that's who I am. The Knight is my last name. Dove is a singer, the songbird, the musician, the communication, the spokesperson. I love to speak my mind like a bird chirps, you know, the dove chirps, you know. I love to sing and love to communicate as much as possible. But I'm also lovable at heart because the dove represents love. And I truly am a lovable, nice guy. So that's what it represents to me. I will put that video on because it was part of a little movie was fun to do. Being an artist, I have evolved in so many different dimensions for me. I keep growing, the ebbs and flows, ups and downs of being an artist. We know how artists are. And all that is in the Dove Night Matter Part 2 because it shows the ebbs and flows, you know. Because becoming an artist, a singer, and a songwriter just about when I was a teenager, you know, it's just like the young adult, which I still am, young adult, you know, young or young at heart, just develop and develop and develop. Now, I played this song so many times on these podcasts, and if you haven't heard it, just go check it out, Spotify and Deezer. And I will play it again. I just wanted to do something new because I've done so many of these shows. So I want to try to do something new in podcast just to communicate how I feel. And I want to talk about music. You know, I was just playing the keyboard, making up a new song. You know, I write about all kinds of things. It's just a natural flow, ebbs and flows from hearing the music in my ear because I started singing and writing songs from that hearing that melody, and I have to sing it out and so on. So that's the illustration of the love and the adversity. Somebody called me the romantic defiant, and I was like, I don't know about that, but yeah, in some ways, you know, romantic. I'm a romantic at heart, so I love to write about songs, pop and rock. I do pop and rock, nice, pretty songs to rock and roll songs that I deal with love. Then I deal with adversity because I have so much adversity in my life. And to deal with it, I had to communicate by singing it, by creating it, writing about what I was going through. And it was a catharsis for my energy to come out. And, you know, it was such a joy to do. It's something that I knew I had to do. You know, because I grew up in books. You know, I was some people consider me nerdy. I didn't do that well in school, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I was an artist, just developing. And observations and the limitations and what I consider tribulations to help me become an artiste. And it let me down that path to where I knew I had to go from Western New York, where I come from, to Hollywood, because that's where the art and the artist that was in me had to be developed. And it was a big step, and even now, it's a big step as I get older. And I know I had to continue to do it because it's been part of me for so long. And I was reminded a couple of days ago, I want to tell people that I'm a Buddhist and I'm proud to be a Buddhist. I went to a Buddhist meeting and I talk about, you know, reminded of just create from within. And that's what it is. And you'll hear that in the Dove Night Matter Part 2 of the hits. I said the Dove Night Matter. The reason why the album is the Dove Night Matter is because it's about the Dove Night Matter. It's like a detective, you know? And that's what it's all about. I'm inspired by my life stories or events that have happened to me and inspired by love itself. Because love is the highest form of expression on this planet. So I feel good when I'm able to do that. And, you know, the trials and tribulations of being an artist was so apparent in what the things are doing. It still is. And, you know, I have my ups and downs. I'm not happy. I'm happy, blah, blah, blah. But that's part of being an artist and still be positive and being a human being. Just trying to develop thyself and do the best I can to be who I am. Because, as I said before, I only have one life to live. I don't know how long I'm going to live. And no matter what limitations or whatever is going on, or I wish I had this, blah, 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 I had to just accept and just do the best I can to make the changes within and to continue to go. it's only one life to live, you know, and to try to be happy no matter what, but it's hard, you know. But that's part of why I wrote those songs, Unique, or Tragedy's Not What I Am. It's just over, you know, just finding thyself by learning and learning a lot. Because the human being, which I am and you are, we're here to learn, you know, and it's a joy to do. It really is. But, you know, here's a one song that it was like, you know, I was a rock singer. And, just I Want You, you know. And you'll hear it on A Death Night Matter Part 2. I'm just going to play it briefly, because I ain't going to play anything else, you know, just like this one. So you'll hear it. So that's what I'm doing, because I'm trying to do something different. If you want me to play more of my music, I will. You know, I just played it so many times. So go and check out The Death Night Matter Part 2. And to all of you artists who write like me, continue to do so. And I know there are artists who have whatever's going on, continue to be what you need to be. You know, enjoy what you do. And one day at a time is where it is. I have to sing and I have to play, but I also have to live and do the best I can. No matter what status, you know, a person is, whether they're unemployed, healthy, disabled, black, white, gay, straight, man, woman, Chinese, whatever, we're all the same. Chinese, Asian, whatever, we're all the same. We're all God's children. Whatever, if you're an artist, it's part of who we are. If you're not, you're still just as important. We're all God's children, no matter what we do. But I'm just explaining from the perspective of an artist. And thank you for listening. If you haven't heard me on directly with this podcast directly, it is taped, then I hope you listen, and I will be back on in a day or so, or, you know, I'll be back on in a few days, because as Dove Knight, the person, you know, that's evolving, but I'm still going to do these podcasts, because I have a lot to say, and I'm inspired by what goes on in the world, and to know that me and you and we all are important. And as I always have said, may all your wishes and dreams come true, like I hope mine come true, because we all deserve to be happy, even if it's just for one day or 1 minute. Good day, good night, no matter where you are, if you're in the United States, if you're in Europe, if you're in China, if you hear me all over Twitter or around the world. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.